You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
702.
Bongani Bingwa.
Wrapping up your day.
It is 9 minutes after 5 o'clock. Now, in the regular discourse about business ethics in South Africa, the focus is almost always on the public sector and state-owned enterprises, particularly when we are talking about a failure to uphold the highest standards. And let's be honest, we've had a litany of examples of SOEs where things have gone spectacularly wrong. Someone might even say that business ethics when it comes to state-owned enterprises is something of a contradiction. But of course, the allegations and the mounting evidence continuously being revealed around the state captor project, I think, have put paid to that perspective. The private sector, too, has been caught in the web. Just think of the names: KPMG, McKinsey, SAP, all big names that have suffered some reputational damage in this sorry saga. Legal firm Hogan Lovells is now also in the firing line for its involvement in the decision by SARS to reappoint its number two after a suspension they say was basically cleared by the law firm. But perhaps most surprisingly, we've now learned of the involvement of the pay television behemoth that is MultiChoice in what appears to be the buying of influence through its partners, the SABC and ANN7, whose channels it carries on its DSTV bouquets. Does that change the picture? When you think of how much you have to pay in terms of subscription fees, do you get worried now in terms of where your money might be going? New evidence suggests that the company paid both the SABC and ANN7 to incentivize them to influence government policy. If this is true, it would cause massive reputational damage to the company. And of course, let's be honest, bribery is a corrupt practice in our law and therefore illegal. Joining us now on the line is the Democratic Alliance's national spokesperson, Phumzile van Dam. Good afternoon to you and thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me, Bongani.
How much stew does MultiChoice find itself under?
Well, MultiChoice finds itself in a lot of doo-doo. And it's quite surprising that instead of coming clean, instead of laying the facts on the table, they've chosen to deny, and maintain silence. You would have thought all those incidents you mentioned with KPMG, McKinsey, Bell Pottinger, they would have acted much faster, they would have been much more honest, and they haven't. And I think over the next couple of days, they'll find themselves in even deeper trouble.
Has the company explained at all how ANN7 is founded, and is funded rather, and the basis on which it decided it was satisfied that it was not only a going concern, but had met the requisite corporate governance rules one would assume its partners must comply with?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you've had a chance to read the transcript that we made available today, which is a transcript of an SABC board meeting where the former members of the board, the executive, as well as representative of MultiChoice met. And from that, we could see that the former CEO, MTS Patel, kept saying, we do not fund news TV channels. We said it, I think, 5 times. So it really, really raises questions of if they said, what the response had initially given about ANN7 is that, yes, from time to time, they do fund news channels. There's too many contradictions. And that is why we want ICASA, the broadcasting regulator, which has the power to subpoena financial statements, contracts, has really broad powers in terms of the broadcasting sector. We want them to get all those documents, sit down, conduct an inquiry, which they have the power to do. They've got a lot of power, which they're just not using. We want them to conduct an inquiry and let the public know what is going on here.
What I do want to ask you, I mean, I've seen exactly that summary that you distributed. You've referred, of course, there to minutes from June 2013 that you've just referred to now. We're also seeing there former SABC executives Claudie Motsoeneng and Jimmy Matthews, and of course the former chairperson Ellen Tshabalala, holding these clandestine meetings with MultiChoice. I mean, this takes a different spin, because already, of course, there was much talk around ANN7 and possible improprieties with that deal. This changes the whole picture, A, in terms of SABC Encore, but of course in terms of this buying of influence.
Yes, it definitely. I mean, if you put what I've done, I've joined the dots as the former Minister of Finance, Sabine Gordhan, has asked us to do. And it forms a timeline where it would appear that multi-choice influenced, firstly, try to influence the SABC by saying, if you want your 24-hour news channel, you know, throw in Uncle and make sure that you influence the process of the decision about whether set-top boxes are encrypted or unencrypted.
For the low, low price?
Sorry?
For the low, low price?
Low price of 100 million. So we're saying there's nothing wrong with lobbying. I mean, this is, lobbying is an accepted practice. What is the problem is that when it goes over the line, where companies attempt to influence government policy in their favor, where they throw in money to do so, if there's lobbying, you must talk, you must make a good argument. What we're saying, this might have overstepped, and ICASA now needs to sit down, get all the documents, look at it, and let us know what's going on.
You had previously, of course, issued an ultimatum to MultiChoice to release documents related to its ANN7 contracts. That deadline has expired. Did you get anything?
Yes, it was very strange. On Sunday, when we released the statement, MultiChoice called and said the contracts are commercially sensitive, but they'll make arrangements to provide them to me. Then the next day, they called and said the CEO was really far too busy. He doesn't have time to see me. So
seriously?
Hold on,
I have to come in there. They're facing potentially their biggest challenge in terms of reputational damage, and the CEO is too busy doing what?
I don't know. It's just really, the mind boggles. This is a global company, and they clearly have no problems with their brand being linked to state capture, to the Guptas. It's really, 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 the mind boggles. Hopefully tomorrow, Naspers, the parent company, will be having a press conference where they're announcing the interim results. One hopes that they will be put under pressure to finally speak out in detail substantively about what's going on here.
Well, of course, much of their business now has very little to do with MultiChoice. Perhaps this is one they think they can afford to be silent about, because we also asked them to come on the radio this afternoon for their right of reply, and they simply have not responded. So just backtrack then. What would you like ICASA to do going forward with both these scenarios?
Well, basically what we really want ICASA to do is lay the facts on the table. Right now what we have is a story that's told by the timeline, that's told about different contracts, that's told about the payments that were made across to ANN7 and to MultiChoice. We're saying ICASA conducts an inquiry, subpoena all the documents, and then let us know what is going on here, because MultiChoice refuses to do so. ANN is unlikely to do so. And the SABC, the board is now gone. There's a new board. And they may not have all the facts in front of them to tell the story. And also what we've done is that we've requested an inquiry in Parliament, which the chairperson of the Communications Committee informed me that we'll discuss at the beginning of next year. And I think in that inquiry, we would like to subpoena MultiChoice, we'd like to subpoena the former Minister of Communications and all those people. But in the meantime, ICASA, whose role it is to regulate the broadcasting industry, must look into that. And then there must also be a parliamentary inquiry where the politicians and all the different parties can be subpoenaed.
Do you also support calls for ANN7 to come off the DSTV bouquets?
Well, I mean, that's a decision that must be made. I mean, I don't think, as much as I don't agree with what ANN7 does, I mean, I have other ways to express my objection to them. I don't, for example, grant them interviews. I don't watch ANN7, but I think saying that they must be shut down or taken off DSTV skates too close to the censorship. As much as I don't agree with them, they have a right to freedom of speech, they have a right to express themselves. I just don't agree, and because I don't agree, I express my protest in the ways that I can.
You have a remote. DA National Spokesperson Phumzile van Dam on the line there from Cape Town. What are your thoughts on this? As I said, we did offer MultiChoice a right of reply. They have not responded to our attempts to reach out to them, so they won't have it. So it's your opportunity to have say, given the increasing costs of this kind of service. Are you at all concerned about where, if you are a subscriber, your money might be going? Does this change how you see DSTV? and multi-choice in general? Is this yet another example where the private sector is held perhaps to a different standard, versus what might be said about state-owned enterprises? What do all of these questions raise for you? Give us a call, 011-883-0702.